The uncertainest word. As soon as my son has taken the bite he's determined is last, he rubs false dust from his hands. My signal. All done, I ask. Though really, he's only almost done, still chewing, but finished with sitting. Which means that I am too, and so I leave my cup of coffee, two sips from being gone, something to hope to go back for. All gone, my son says, for bowls that are only half empty. It's ethereal, the sky looks almost like rain. The plane status says in flight, so my parents are still up beside the clouds, but almost here. I almost didn't go to the art opening where I met my husband, or so the story goes. Because there's a kind of thrill to loss that might have been, but wasn't. Engine of imagined ruin. In a movie, the man who almost went on a plane that crashed is the hero for whom some other path awaits. And what comes to those who never landed in this world? My niece or nephew whose heart stopped beating before birth? And of those in the boats that arrived to Ellis Island and were told they were over quota, were sent back across the ocean? Almost America. And on a sunless day near water, it's almost easier to see the past. Everyone behind you, spaces on the horizon to fill. There's my grandmother at 16 on a boat from Poland. That old photograph of her pushing my father in a baby swing has the same rooftops behind as my baby picture, and now my son's. History is almost new again. It shimmers on the water.